Time now for your comments. Many listeners took issue with a comment made by Democratic presidential hopeful Carol Moseley Braun. While talking about the war in Iraq, the former senator said she was glad that the troops are back home. Listener Heather Neary writes from East Meadow, New York, "They are not all home now. My husband, a Marine, along with thousands of other military troops, are still in Kuwait and Iraq, rebuilding the country and maintaining freedom, peace, and security." Other listeners wrote in to say that Moseley Braun had their vote. My interview with Congressman Henry Waxman, who raised questions about the contract awarded to a subsidiary of Halliburton, inspired many comments from listeners. The Houston Oil Company was once run by Vice President Dick Cheney, and its subsidiary, JBR, was awarded a contract for putting out Iraqi oil well fires. Sharon Brenner of Carbondale, Colorado, asks, "If not Halliburton, then which company should have the contract?" She says, "If you talk to anyone in the oil patch, they'll tell you Halliburton is one of the few companies capable of handling the large scale of work needed." Listeners enjoyed the interview with Sesame Street puppeteer Carol Spinney, who's been the voice behind and the man inside Big Bird since the show premiered in 1969. Ellie Holmgren of Eugene, Oregon, writes that she was 7 when the actor who played Mr. Hooper, Will Lee, died in 1983. And she writes, "When I heard the scene with Big Bird and Maria talking about Mr. Hooper's death, it made me cry so hard I had to pull my car over and compose myself before going to work." And Denise Beekler of Ames, Iowa, emailed a word of thanks. She writes, "My carpool of 6 children, ages 15 to 6, fell silent this morning when I turned up the volume during your story on Carol Spinney as Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. The spell was broken as each voice spontaneously started singing the la-las after the discussion of Mr. Hooper's death." She continues, "Thanks for bringing all of us together one more time on Sesame Street." Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The U.S. mail address, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.